of the Fraser Valley students are getting a better understanding of sexual health. Masturbation May provided a three-day pop-up shop that explores and encourages sexual health and a safe space to talk about experiences and safe ways to understand those urges we all get from time to time.
Being in wellness at UFE, but have been working in student wellness since 2015. So we started out with condoms in the bathroom and trying to have like little snippets of sexual health kind of smattered throughout.
Says Ashley Ward Hall, the sexual health educator at UFE.
Sexual health has always been something that I've valued, and very few schools offer any sort of like sexual pleasure products. And I've always thought it would be really cool to bring that to, you know, the quote-unquote Bible Belt of Canada. Blow some minds in Abbotsford. And so having the sexual health education behind me to help boost and back up this idea of like pleasure-based sex education, we started last year, we're able to buy some products that are good for like all bodies, all sexualities. And so we did our first pop-up shop last May for Masturbation May, and it's evolved since.
Jada, a fourth-year social work student, is also in the same boat of wanting to see more of these pop-up shops on campus, especially in Abbotsford, a school district that for a long time had repressive sexual education policies.
What this is about kind of breaking stigma and just normalization. So even if people aren't comfortable using toys, just seeing it on campus, seeing like the word masturbation around campus, or like just seeing that toys are a thing and that people use them, it's just kind of normalize it, and then it makes it, people feel a little bit more safe to talk about it. And a lot of people have come in and be like, oh my gosh, like I would never have expected this at UFE, or like I've never seen these before, like this is so cool that you're doing it. So a lot of people that have come in or have like just even seen the posters are like shocked that we're talking about it. A lot of students who have grown up in Abbotsford or around here are come from a very like religious background, and so many haven't learned about it in high school. And like someone made a comment today that we have a little pamphlet over there that says how to use a condom, and they're like, I can't believe you need to have this out at a university level, like people should know this. But a lot of people don't, and like they haven't learned about it in school before at all. So like this is might be the first time that people are actually having some sort of sex education, especially for those who are not heterosexual, who identify in basically any other sexual identity. They've had very, very little representation when they are learning about sex, and often in middle school and high school, you're separated. So there's not a lot of crossover, and then people who or maybe intersex or transgender who are curious about both, they just don't get that education at all. So yes, it's about toys and stuff, but it's also about that education side of it. So if people do have questions, they can see that there's someone on campus that they can go to safe with questions. And like the language that we use, we try to be inclusive of all bodies and all identities, and not saying like, these toys are for boys and these ones are for girls. Like we're just talking about anatomy. I think for those that haven't learned about it, or maybe have felt like they aren't able to talk about their sexuality because of very heteronormative lens that we do sexual education in, it's kind of creating that safe space, or a safer space for them to eventually work up the courage to talk about it.
Masturbation May is the second sexual health pop-up shop that UFE has hosted. The first was in December. Ward Hall says that she's in the process of planning more this year.
In an like ideal dream world, we would have these toys available like in almost like a storefront, so that people can come and look at them all the time. For now, just having posters up all the time, just so that people again are seeing the words, seeing that it's available all the time, and then creating awareness about where they can get them on campus. Once they do find that space, making sure that safe feels inclusive for everyone, that the language we're using is inclusive for everyone, that it's not a scary, intimidating place to walk into.
This story has been brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, telling the untold and local stories across the nation. For this and more stories like this one, visit canada-info.ca.